The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Scar Nation.
Perfect thing,
la, la, la.
But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you.
Watching you.
He feeds us lies, he eats our lives. But we can break his point of view. We need just stand and fight. All men create living in equality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Be free. Ukraine must
shoot them a whale.
Shanty town.
Yeah. Them a loot them a shoot them a whale.
Shanty town.
And a Reuben the professional.
Shanty town.
And a Reuben mama.
Shanty town.
When Joshua walk in a shanty
town.
Yeah. Joshua talk in a shanty town. Just do everything in a
shanty town.
Just lick it, boy.
Shanty town,
hey, hey.
Yeah. Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Sure, now what's mine? And in the harder they come, the harder they fall, one under. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one under. Yes, the oppressors are trying to keep I down, trying to make I feel like a clown. And they think that they have got I on the run. I say forgive them most times, they don't know what they've done. Because as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now, what's mine? And then the harder they come, the harder they fall, one another. For the things I want, because I know that when you're dead, you're gone. But I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. And as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my shit right now, what's mine. And then the harder they come, the harder they come, harder they fall, one under. Hey, the harder they come, the harder they fall, one under. One more time, I say. Harder they come, the harder they fall, one under. Take me down. Hey, the harder.
How good was that? Absolutely unreal from Jimmy Cliff there, The Harder They Come. But we'll go into that a little bit later. Well, just in this link, by the way. You are listening to Ska Nation Radio. This is the world's number one ska radio show. My name is Beefy Blake, and I am so happy that you're listening. I really am. We kicked off this week's show, as we do every week on Ska Nation Radio as well. I wouldn't like to be every week, but for the past 14, 15 months, I can actually tell you, because I've just looked up an article, 468 days. We've been playing The View out of Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. Why? Because Ukraine should be free. Ukraine needs to be free. And so it should be. I promised a few Ukrainian war updates over the past few weeks, and I struggled to give them. But today, it looks like the Russians bombed a dam in the middle of Ukraine, in the Novokivka Dam, which isn't good. So apparently they're evacuating all the local residents. That's not a good thing. But apparently Belgorod in Russia is being shelled by the Ukrainians. So things are happening. Ukrainian troops went on the attack at multiple points along the front line in the Donetsk region yesterday, drove back Russian forces, at least in two areas. Ukraine's long-anticipated counteroffensive is happening, apparently. So should you get excited about war things? I don't think, I'm not sure, but I keep saying on this show, the longer it goes on, the more worried I am. But also, it gives time, I think, Ukraine kind of holding out until NATO and the US and France and Germany, Australia even, kind of back them up and help them out. I don't know. I don't like it. And yeah, it's not bloody good, is it? And we keep chugging along. We will wait and see if things keep developing, but they say wars are won in the air nowadays, and I'm not sure how much air power Ukraine has got. But we live and learn, and hopefully it'll all... Well, I don't know what the word is. I really don't know. It's difficult to say when, unless you're there, unless you really know what's going on the inside. Anyway, we wish the Ukrainians the best of luck, and hopefully people will see sense sooner rather than later. It gets to, you know, mass deaths is what I'm really worried about. Anyway, if you want to support Ukrainian arts industry, and I'm pretty sure there's not many gigs going on right now, you can check out the old bandcamp.com website. You can do a location search, just whack Ukraine or Kyiv in the search bar. It will bring up all the Ukrainian bands. And if you want to buy some digital music, you can check out the VYO, V-Y-O. There are a few other Ukrainian ska bands kicking around as well. But we've kind of used Ukraine Must Be Free as a bit of an anthem to rally the troops, so to speak. You like what I did there? Anyway, Ukraine Must Be Free is off their Green album. So if you want to buy that, buy some digital music and get some money to the bands that have lost their income, but are also fighting for their right to be a country and not be taken over by Russian dictators, essentially. So you can jump on Bandcamp, buy some digital music, and that money will go direct to the families that need it most and not to a war effort. So there. Right, what else did we hear? We heard Desmond Dekker doing a live version of 007, Shantytown. We heard the Melodians, a live version of Rivers of Babylon. We heard Toots and the Maytals in a live version of Pressure Drop. And we heard Jimmy Clift in a live version of The Harder They Come. Why did the Big Beef Man play those four tracks? Because on this day in 1972, the film The Harder They Come premiered in Jamaica. Now, the film, actually rave reviews about the film. I've not actually seen it. It got showed last year for its 50th anniversary in Melbourne, and unfortunately I was away out of town, so I couldn't go and see it. But we've all heard the soundtrack, because this is what made it really famous. The soundtrack was said to have brought reggae to the world. Those four tracks are on that album. On the album, on the soundtrack. Well, there was an album, because the album was absolutely seminal. Jimmy Cliff had a number of tunes, because Jimmy Cliff, if you don't know, stars in the movie as the gangster. He is the main role. He only ever did two films, did Jimmy Cliff. One was The Harder They Come in 1972, and then Rude Boy, The Jamaican Don in 2003. Apart from that, he didn't do anything else. So, unbelievable, Jimmy. I'm not sure whether he really wanted to be an actor. I don't know the story of how he got roped into it, because it's not on the Wikipedia page. I've got to be honest. I think the fact that they were going to roll the soundtrack in with the movie at the same time, and they thought, Jimmy, you're the man. But there's a few guest cameos as well. Prince Buster's in it. Leslie Kong. Alton Ellis is in there. There's a few references that we would love. The album and the soundtrack is more reggae than ska because it was 1972 and ska, the highlights of ska in the late 60s are kind of dropped off and reggae was coming to the fore. So that's why a lot of the tunes that are on that album are more reggae based. What else is on that album? Draw Your Brakes by Scotty. I don't really know that. Should have checked that one out. Jimmy Cliff, like I said, he's got a few others. Johnny Too Bad by the Slickers. Sitting in Limbo. You can get it. You can get it if you really want. Jimmy Cliff. Sweet and Dandy by the Maytals as well. Out of the Car. Well, brilliant. Just awesome. You cannot get better. So 51 years ago today, that film got released. And we are going to celebrate by playing some absolutely top live tunes from that album. So hope you enjoyed those and start as you mean to go on, because this show is going to be basically 3 hours of just stonking ska tunes from all over the planet, and I've got some surprises for you tonight. I'm going to have a lot of fun. Okay, what I'm going to kick off with, we're going to go to Canada right now, because Amy Gabber and the Almost Famous, we did play a cover of hers last week, which is on this album, I'm assuming. The album gets released today. I haven't got a copy yet because it's not quite today in Canada or the US. So it effectively in Australia comes out tomorrow. I'm going to play the first single that was released off this album. Amy Gabber is from Toronto. This is kind of her first full-length album. It's called Screaming at the Top of My Lungs. And the first single is called One of My Mistakes.
I keep hoping that you're an exception.
They weren't around for too long, but out of Toronto as well, back from 2007, Stop, Drop and Skank. The name of the EP was the Stop, Drop and Skank EP. You just heard Ritalin rock off that little six-tracker. There is another release kicking around, but I think that was their main one. Very good band. If you haven't checked out Stop, Drop and Skank, you need to, because they're bloody good. And also out of Toronto, Amy Gabba and the Almost Famous, she has just released her first full-length album called Screaming at the Top of My Lungs. You just heard the first single that was released off that album, One of My Mistakes. And I can tell you, for one, I will be playing a couple more tracks off that album in the coming weeks. She has got such a fantastic voice. Blew out her knee on stage, I think, so she's still in recovery. But she's still out there playing live and getting around and doing stuff. So I, for one, am very, very excited by the Amy Gabber and the Almost Famous new album. Right, we're going to keep it cool in 2007, but we're going to go back to England. This is a band that Mick Clare more famously known in the Hot Knives. He formed after the Hot Knives kind of started easing away from ska and live shows and recording. The band were called Squid 58. Unfortunately, they only did one album as well. The album's called Dismantled. I think I've chosen a favourite off it. It's called Last Word.
Got him right beside me, and I'm feeling it now.
Dreams defer. All our
no matter the color your skin. Stay Red Bull, hustle and boss till you fit in.
Navarez, Tanisha Anderson, Philip Jackson, Kamal Flowers, Patrick Cox, Rodney Eubanks, Singe Pace. Who's next?
The Selector. They have a brand new album out. It's called Human Algebra. That track's called Stay Rebel. That is a brilliant, brilliant track. It's actually a very, very good album as well. Good from start to finish. A little bit different, I suppose, if you like the Selector from the late 70s and early 80s. But they've banged out a few albums recently, and it's kind of the same vibe. Stay Rebel, that is my favourite track of the album. But check it out, Human Algebra. It's a good listen from start to finish, so you will have your favourites. Stay Rebel, that's mine. Before that, Squid 58, the band formed by Mick Clair after the old Hot Knives went a bit quiet. They put out an album in 2007 called Dismantled. You just heard Last Word. All right, now talking about new tracks, we're going to stay a bit closer to home up there in Queensland and on the Sunny Coast in particular. The Sunny Coast Rude Boys have a new single out. They've also got a gig on Saturday night. I'll tell you about that after this. This is Feels Good.
We'll be right back.
definitely the best things in life for free. I'm working on proving that.
No, thank you, Pat. Thank you. Pat Powell, Nicky Bomber, the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. One of the best live bands in the world. The best things in life are free. A live version for you there. Now, Melbourne Ska Orchestra are confirmed playing the Ska Nation Festival 2023, 16th and 17th December at the Tea Tree Hotel, Hawaii in Victoria. Headlining one of the nights. I'm not sure the days have actually been announced yet, but I will check on that. Other bands featuring are Area 7, The Resonators, Pirate Ska Rebellion, Mr. Coffee doing a reunion gig, Operation Ibis, The Overits, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, Donald Trumpets, Kitty Hawks, SM, and just this week it's been announced that Looney Tunes are going to be playing as well. What a festival. An international headliner still to be announced, but yes, I'm going to tell you. I am going to tell you now that the headliner that will be playing Ska Nation 2023 is the Mad Caddies. So, we now have our international headline act. I believe there may be a couple of bands still to be added, and there may even be a night to be added as well. I'll just let you into a little secret there. Your big Uncle Beef, he looks after you with all these announcements. Anyway, so the Mad Caddies are headlining Ska Nation 2023. It is going to be huge. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have a ball. You're going to have a ball. Please, please, please get your tickets now. Check out ska nation.com. Now, talking about live gigs and new releases, choices. We just heard the brand new single from the Sunny Coast Rude Boys, Feels Good, on Saturday night at the Triffid in Brisbane. Sunny Coast Rude Boys are playing with Bullhorn. Tickets are still available. Just check out the Sunny Coast Rude Boys Facebook page or the website. You can get tickets, but there aren't many left. And you know what happens when the Sunny Coast Rude Boys play at the Triffid? It generally sells out because they're bloody awesome. So, check out Sunny Coast Rude Boys Facebook page or whatever. They're playing with Bullhorn. Bullhorn put on a huge party. They're more a funky, soul-y, reggae-type band instead of a ska band. But it's going to be absolutely fat dance crazy, as the flyer says. So Saturday night in Brisbane at the Triffid, you will hear Sunny Coast Rude Boys playing that new single, Feels Good, as well as Bullhorn. I just mentioned the Donald Trumpets there, who are coming across from Perth to play Scar Nation this year. I'm going to play my favourite track of theirs. Why not? It's called Coping Mechanisms. The Donald Trumpets.
Wake up, get sad, get drunk, throw up. Wake up, get sad, get drunk, throw up. You were my first transgender mate, and I didn't know it until it was too late. That you had these demons in your head that came to life. You should have said those demons you kept locked inside. All the pain internalized, so came apparent when you died of that bastard curse called suicide.
When you've got no hope and it's too much to cope with, seems like it drove you insane. So how can we cope with these things we can't cope with? Only so many tears to give.
So I'll wake up, get sad, get drunk, throw up. Wake up, get sad, get drunk, throw up. Wake up, get sad, get drunk, throw up. Wake up, get sad, and deal with this and that, that day. I could have let you know that you were never truly alone. Those demons you kept locked inside, all the pain internalized, all came apparent when you died of that bastard curse called suicide.
When you've got no hope and it's too much to cope with, it seems like it drove you insane. So how can we cope with these things we can't cope with? Only so
yeah.
Ska Club out of Japan. Very, very strange existence, Ska Ska Club. They did a couple of albums in late 90s, early 2000, and went on a hiatus for about 12 years. Did a bit of a tour in 2014, and we haven't heard from them since, even though they are bloody good. 12 Ways to Go was the album. What tune did we play off that just then? Heartbreak Cafe from 2001. Check them out. They're really, really top-notch, the old Ska Ska Club, and I'm disappointed they're not around anymore. Can't read Japanese. I don't know what happened to him. I really don't. Before that, we heard from the Donald Trumpets out of Perth. Coping Mechanisms was that absolute belt of a track that came out a couple of years ago. Now, they've just been announced as one of the headliners for the Ska and British Music Festival 2023 over there in Perth, happening on the 25th of November. Rosemount Hotel in North Perth. Get your tickets early doors. Going to be a great night. Who else is on that bill? The Parkers, Radio Radio, Little Pedro, Captain Pugwash and the Cabin Boys, Razor Jack, Up Front and Monty's Pleasure Zone. So it's going to be a good night. Hopefully the scene over there in Perth picks up a little bit, but it's definitely not dead, people, because there are bands still banging out great tunes like the Donald Trumpets. And as I mentioned, they are coming across for Ska Nation. Right, we went to Japan to hear the Ska Ska Club. Last week we played Mason's Party because they've just released their new, what's their actual debut full-length album. They've done quite a few EPs over the past few years, but Party For You is out today, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's out. Mason's Party out of Tokyo. I think the resonators, when they went over to Japan, they actually played with Mason's Party. We played Try and Try last week, but I'm going to nip down to track two of the album. This is Son of a Bitch, Mason's Party. I like this one. This is a belter.
The blue. Stop and pray for a while. lack no other. Conduct your way to love one another. City's at peace, so let's take cover for the concrete is called tonight. Time, it won't last forever. Keep up the courage, it's our last endeavor. Blast the dark when the light delivers a way out of here tonight.
Oh, Rancid double play, because they've got a brand new album out. Tomorrow Never Comes. Typical Rancid. It is fast, it's punky, short songs. Not quite. No, there's no scar on it whatsoever. I can tell you that for free. But if you love Rancid, and I know a lot of my listeners do like Rancid, then it's a nice album. It's not spectacular, but it's a good listen from start to finish. I think there's about 16 tracks on it, but you'll be finished in no time, because I think the longest track on it is about 2 minutes 40. So there you go. That's why I played two tracks. The Prisoner's Song, and the second one was called Hear Us Out. It's jaunty, it's nice, it's punk rock. Love it. That's all I can say. Before that, another band with a brand new album that has just come out today. Mason's Party out of Tokyo, Japan. Party for You has hit the shelves. You can get it through, I'm not sure actually. Check out their Facebook or their website and you will be able to buy it somewhere. Son of a Bitch was the song I selected off that album because it's a good one. It's a good one. I've heard the album. It's very, very nice actually. We've played a lot of Mason's Party over the past couple of years on the show and I'm a big fan actually, I gotta be honest, because they're another band, obviously a genuine ska band, that play very, very short ska songs, which we kind of like on this show. Our attention spans do wane, don't they? Especially anything over 4 minutes, people, and oh well, there you go. But they absolutely bang out the tunes, and I'm glad to see it's their first full-length debut album for Mason's Party. Right, we just heard a track from Rancid. Tim Armstrong and Kevin Bavona from The Interrupters teamed up and wrote a new tune for the band Pepper. That song got released yesterday, day before. It is called Get Me Ready.
Nothing worse than wasting time or the passion for testing. Is never mine, just someone I've been chasing. Do you feel alive or stuck in animation? Is there more to life than just anticipation? Seems I'm always waiting for you to come and get me ready. Send me a message right now that you might be feeling. Gonna get it somehow. It's what I've been needing. Seems I'm always waiting for you to come and get me ready. Come and get me ready. Come and get me ready. Oh,
They don't make things disappear or pull rabbits out of hats. Oh, they really are magical words, but they're just not magic like that. I cannot guarantee you're gonna get everything you like, but your chances are so much better, so much better when you ask for life. You say please and thank you, there's a magic word. No sleight of hand. It's how you ask for something without making any big demands. It's a way to show you're grateful for all the wonderful things you've got. Oh, they really are magical words, magical and simple, so you use them a lot. You say please and thank you, they're the magic words. Play, do just what your teacher say. Always good, never bad. Listen to your mom and dad. Don't you cheat? Always share. Brush your teeth. Say your prayers. Stay tough in your bed at night. Don't forget to be polite.
Please and thank you. They're the magic words. Please and thank you. They're the magic words.
title holder from Queens in New York City. What a quaffy, what a quaffy. What better time is the title track of title holder's brand new album. We've played all of title holder's tracks. It was a band formed on the cusp of the pandemic, and they've battled through, and now they're playing gigs, they're releasing albums. Matt Sullivan and the crew, you have my full praise, because you battled through like a true title holder. Hey, see what I did there? And it's happened. It has finally happened. I talked to Matt very, very early on after they released a couple of, well, Matt behind the scenes had kind of got about four or five tracks ready to go and released them month by month. We got Matt involved with when I was doing the bonus podcast, which I'm kind of running out of time to do and get up and running again. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Matt has been involved and we've backed Matt from day one, which I'm very, very proud of right now, because it's a great, great album. It really is. Please check out Title Holder. Give him a follow on the old social media. Big things to come. I'm saying it now. Big things to come for Title Holder. Great band. Great band. Before that, one of my favorite kids bands, really. Really, I don't have many favourite kids bands, but these guys are my favourite kids bands. Imagination Movers out of New Orleans, USA. They have got a brand new album out as well. It's called Coveralls, but it's not them. It's other bands doing Imagination Movers songs. Now, they don't always do ska songs. That's like saying the Wiggles don't always do hard rock. But you know where I'm coming from. Mustard Plug covered the first track they released. It's a little six-tracker, I think. It's called Coveralls. Which is fantastic because moving people wear overalls. So Coveralls, great title, great title. I've played Mustard Plug a couple of times already, so I thought I'd dig deep into the Imagination Movers back catalogue, because they are avid ska fans, or a few of the members of the band are. Please and Thank You came up from 2004, so chucking it on. But please check out Imagination Movers, their brand new album called Coveralls. It's covers of Imagination Movers songs done in the bands. I don't know a lot of the bands on, obviously I know Mustard Plug, but there you go, ska. And Imagination Movers have quite a few ska songs, and for kids love bloody ska. They love bouncing around, jumping up and down, even though they don't know what's going on. But Please and Thank You's got a message. I love it. I love it a lot. And before that, Pepper from Kona in Hawaii. They have just played a gig to launch their tour. I think, when was that? On Saturday night in Honolulu. They're playing with Stick Figure and The Elevators. They're going all over. They're going to Mesa. In fact, they're in Mesa tonight in Arizona. Vegas, San Diego, over Baltimore, Virginia Beach, New Haven and Connecticut, Chicago, Salt Lake City, Tacoma, all the way through to Lake Tahoe on the 23rd of July. So brand new single from Pepper, co-written by Tim Armstrong from Rancid and Kevin Bavona from The Interrupters. Get Me Ready is the name of that track from Pepper. I'm doing things a little bit different for the second week running, if you can be different for the second week running. Oh, I think you can. We're going to take a little bit of break after this track, and I'm going to come back with the second half of the show. It's going to be a bit special, actually, because there's an article that's come out today, and I thought, bugger it, let's just do the article in full. So I'm going to finish the first part of Ska Nation Radio 4 this week with a band that will be coming to our shores in Australia in October. They are absolutely legendary. They put on an unbelievable live show. The band are called Bad Manners, and this is Ska!
For those of you that don't know, this is Ska!
let me hear you in the...
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Say big on Jeld-Wen Windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.